Last week, a little beep heard in Madrid broke a long silence from a faraway spacecraft. The Pioneer 10 spacecraft has been floating around outside the solar system for some 29 years. It's traveled 7.29 billion miles from Earth. And according to Dr. Larry Lasher of NASA's Ames Research Center, it usually communicates back to base fairly regularly. But the scientists who keep track of Pioneer 10 at NASA hadn't heard from the craft since last summer. Now, Dr. Lasher, I'm wondering if you had a big party, you know, a big blowout celebration when you heard from Pioneer 10?
Well, you know, we're pretty sedate, this group of engineers that are engineers and scientists. There wasn't really time to prepare for it because we really didn't know the signal was going to come in.
Well, tell me something, Dr. Lasher. How long does it take a signal anyway to travel 7.29 billion miles?
Yes, it takes a long time. And where we talk in terms of round-trip light times because we generally send signals up to the spacecraft and then they return. So it's a round trip. And so the round trip for that 7.29 billion times 2 is almost 22 hours. So we sent signal up Friday morning, and we waited expectantly Saturday morning, about 22 hours later, to hear that signal, and right on schedule. It came in loud and clear and strong, and we were overjoyed. Yes, we haven't had the party yet. No. well, we still have a lot more to go, we hope so.
Well, tell me, my understanding is that what made Pioneer famous is that it was the first spacecraft to obtain close-up images of Jupiter, and then in 1983 it was the first man-made craft to leave the solar system.
It also was the first spacecraft ever to visit an outer planet, and that meant going through the asteroid belt, that region of rock, dust, and debris that is contained between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter. That was thought to be a real barrier to ever sending a spacecraft out. So we went through the asteroid belt and were pleasantly surprised that there were some minor impacts, but there were no major impacts, no major damage. And Pioneer 10 then sort of showed the way. It opened up the outer solar system to a future exploration.
Is there any other spacecraft out there farther away from the Earth than Pioneer 10 that we're still in touch with?
Yes, there is. Pioneer 10 had its fame from 72 to 98 as being the farthest spacecraft that we were in touch with. But there was a series of two spacecraft called Voyager, which did a grand tour of the solar system and touched on every planet or encountered every planet. And so in 1998, Voyager 1 for a farther distance from the sun than Pioneer 10.
Well, is it going to keep, I mean, how long do you think this thing's going to keep going?
In 1997, we had a 25th anniversary, and that question came up, and I said, well, I think if it would last another year, we'd be very happy. And 2 years would just be, you know, ecstatic. Well, here it is, over 4 years later, and I really don't have a different answer. In other words, I'll give you the same answer I gave at the 25th anniversary party. If it lasts another year, well, that would be great.
Dr. Larry Lasher is the project manager for Pioneer 10. He joined us from his office at NASA's Ames Research Center in California. Dr. Lasher, thank you, and have a glass of champagne for us.
Okay, I'll take you up on that.